What if the most critical component for your AI strategy saw a 70% price hike overnight and the entire supply for the next 2 years was already sold out? For AI hardware manufacturers, that's not a hypothetical. That's the reality this week. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving past the AI chips themselves and focusing on the new global battleground. Advanced packaging. The explosive demand for AI is creating unprecedented price hikes, massive new investments in the US and China, and critical supply chain bottlenecks that could derail production schedules for years to come. If you build, buy, or sell high-tech goods, the fight over how these chips are packaged is now your fight. Troy, let's start with that staggering price hike. SK Hynix, a key memory supplier, has reportedly increased prices for its next-generation HBM4 memory by 70%, and its 2026 supply is already sold out. What exactly is HBM, and why is it suddenly so valuable?
HBM stands for High Bandwidth Memory. Think of it as a skyscraper of memory chips stacked vertically, right next to the main AI processor. This proximity is crucial for feeding the massive amounts of data that AI models require. HBM4 is the next generation, doubling the data pipeline to over 2.0 terabytes per second and, critically, improving power efficiency by up to 40%.
So it's faster and more efficient, which AI data centers desperately need. Why does this matter globally right now?
It matters because the entire AI hardware ecosystem depends on it, and supply is incredibly tight. SK Hynix has sold out its 2026 HBM4 capacity under long-term contracts. This isn't just a price increase, it's a signal of a fundamental supply-demand imbalance that will last for years. The market is structurally realigning, with HBM expected to consume 23% of all DRAM wafer capacity by the end of 2026, up from 18% just a year prior.
Let's bring this home. How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers of servers, networking gear, or even high-end automotive systems?
For them, this is a five-alarm fire. First, it means a significant increase in their bill of materials, directly impacting margins. Second, with 2026 supply gone, they are now in a frantic race to secure allocations for 2027 and 2028. Any manufacturer who hasn't secured their HBM supply is at risk of having their production lines halted.
And for Western trading companies and distributors who supply these components?
They face a stark reality. Sourcing on the spot market will be nearly impossible and prohibitively expensive. Their value now lies in having the foresight to sign long-term agreements. They need to be having conversations not just about next quarter, but about 2028. This is a seller's market, and companies like SK Hynix hold all the cards.
So what's the actionable insight for executives listening right now?
If you haven't already, your executive team must immediately engage with your memory suppliers, SK Hynix, Samsung, Micron, to understand their HBM4 roadmap and secure capacity for 2027 and beyond. This is no longer a procurement task, it's a strategic imperative. You also need to model the impact of a 70% cost increase on your future product pricing.
This supply crunch seems to be driving major new investments. SK Hynix is spending nearly $4 billion on a new packaging plant in Indiana. At the same time, we're seeing reports that China is investing $5.5 billion in its own advanced packaging projects. Is this a new front in the US-China tech competition?
Absolutely. This is the packaging arms race. Advanced packaging is the technology of assembling different chips, like processors and HBM, into a single, powerful unit. It's as critical as the chip fabrication itself. SK Hynix's $3.87 billion plant in West Lafayette, Indiana, slated for mass production in late 2028, is a direct move to build a secure, U.S.-based supply chain for its American customers.
And China's $5.5 billion investment across 10 major projects between May and July this year, what's their goal?
Their goal is semiconductor self-sufficiency. Beijing sees advanced packaging as a critical bottleneck and a vulnerability. They are pouring capital into 2.5D and 3D packaging capabilities to ensure they can produce high-performance AI chips domestically, mitigating the risk of future sanctions or shortages. We're seeing companies like JCET Group report nearly 80% profit growth fueled by this push.
So, for a European electronics manufacturer, what does this geopolitical duel mean for their supply chain?
It presents both an opportunity and a threat. The opportunity is supply chain diversification. With new capacity coming online in the U.S. from SK Hynix and Amkor, which just expanded its Arizona campus by 67 acres, there are more options to build resilient, onshore supply chains. The threat is bifurcation. As supply chains become aligned with geopolitical blocs, sourcing from China may become more complex or restricted.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be paying attention to here?
They need to become experts in geopolitical risk and trade compliance. Sourcing from China may offer cost advantages, but it comes with a higher risk profile. Partnerships with the new U.S.-based facilities will be key. They should also watch players like ST Microelectronics in Europe, which is investing $2 billion and establishing a panel-level packaging pilot line in France, signaling a rise in European capabilities.
What's the immediate action Western executives should consider?
Map your current packaging supply chain dependencies. Identify every single point that traces back to a region with high geopolitical risk. Begin the lengthy and expensive process of qualifying a secondary supplier in the U.S. or Europe now. The Indiana plant won't be online until 2028. You need a strategy to bridge the gap.
Troy, even with all this new investment, we're hearing about other, deeper shortages. The problem isn't just a lack of packaging factories, but a lack of the foundational materials needed to do the packaging. What are ABF substrates?
ABF, or Ajinomoto Buildup Film, is a critical insulating material used to create the intricate wiring layers in the package substrate, the circuit board that the AI processor and HBM stack sit on. You can't build a high-performance AI chip without it, and right now, we're heading for a severe shortage.
How severe? The reports say the last shortage was in 2022. I thought new capacity was coming online.
It was, but the explosion in AI demand has completely overwhelmed it. Projections show shortages beginning again in 2026 and worsening through 2028. Leading substrate makers in Taiwan, Japan, and Korea reportedly have their order books full until 2030. This is a critical bottleneck that a lot of people are underestimating. It doesn't matter if you have the chips, if you have nothing to put them on.
And this isn't the only material in short supply.
Correct. We're also seeing price hikes from Japanese suppliers like Sumitomo Bakelite and Mitsubishi Chemical for the epoxy molding compounds used in packaging. These materials protect the chips and help dissipate heat. Rising energy costs and tighter export controls on raw materials are creating a ripple effect across the entire supply chain.
For a U.S. or European manufacturer trying to get their products out the door, what's the impact?
The direct impact is extended lead times and higher costs. The ABF substrate shortage could delay their entire production schedule. They might have a secured supply of HBM and processors, but if they can't get the substrate from Unimicron or Ibiden, they can't ship their product. This directly threatens revenue forecasts.
What about for trading companies and distributors? This sounds like a nightmare.
It's a sourcing nightmare, but also a strategic opportunity. Those who have deep relationships with the substrate and material suppliers will be able to command premium prices and secure supply for their clients. Market timing is everything. They need to understand that the qualification cycle for a new substrate supplier can take over a year, so they need to get their clients started now.
So, what's the actionable insight here for executives?
Elevate substrate and material procurement to a C-suite level discussion. Your company's growth could be capped not by customer demand, but by a lack of insulating film from a single company in Japan. Instruct your teams to start qualifying at least one alternative substrate supplier immediately and explore long-term contracts for critical molding compounds and thermal interface materials.
All right, Troy, a lot of risk and complexity this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the price and availability of key AI components, especially high bandwidth memory, are now a primary business risk, not just a procurement line item. The 70% HBM4 price hike is a wake-up call that a multi-year strategy for securing supply is non-negotiable.
Second, it's clear that advanced packaging is the new geopolitical battleground.
Exactly. The massive investments in both the U.S. and China are creating a bifurcated supply chain. Western companies must actively choose their alignment and build resilience by leveraging new onshore capabilities in Arizona, Indiana, and even France. Relying on a single region for this critical technology is no longer a viable strategy.
And the third takeaway?
The AI supply chain is more brittle than it appears, with hidden bottlenecks in foundational materials. The looming shortage of ABF substrates and rising costs of packaging materials can halt production just as effectively as a lack of silicon. Visibility into these deeper tiers of the supply chain is now mission critical.
So what should an executive be tasking their team with on Monday morning?
Three things. One, secure your HBM supply for 2027 and 2028 now. Two, initiate a project to map your entire packaging supply chain, identifying every dependency on a single supplier or region. Three, begin the qualification process for at least one new substrate and packaging partner located in a geopolitically stable allied nation.
That's our briefing for this week. The AI revolution is being built on a complex and fragile global supply chain. Understanding these dynamics is essential to navigating the opportunities and risks ahead.
Thank you for joining us.
Troy Technical Intelligence is a weekly analysis of the technology developments shaping your business. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Join us again next week.